Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A reading from Psalm chapter 40, verse 2. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. This pit of destruction is better translated the roaring pit. But what kind of pit roars? And that is one of the reasons pit of destruction was chosen by the translators of the ESV. But I think roaring pit is the preferred translation, as it gives an amazing visual and audio description of what David was trying to picture. When the wilderness of Judea receives excess rain, the wadis flood, creating strong and very dangerous rivers of fast-flowing water. These waters often flow over cliff edges, and the force of this water falling, hitting the bottom, frequently will form deep potholes, which will eventually fill with silt. This silt is regularly washed out of the potholes and deposited just outside the lip of the pothole. Here it forms a muddy, loose barrier, which makes it almost impossible to get out of if you're stuck in the pothole below the waterfall. So this roaring pit, or pit of destruction, describes the pothole carved out by the water from the waterfall as it hits the ground with roaring force. The sediment is carried along and it is deposited just outside the pothole to form a miry bog. Hence, when you would try to make your way out from the pothole, surrounded by the three steep walls of rock and a wall of rushing water, then you can understand how desperate the situation would become. To make matters worse, your feet would find no solid ground upon which to take a firm stand, and your hands would grope to find suitable holes to grab onto to help you out of this mess. You would grope your way forward until you would rejoice as you finally set your feet upon solid rock, making your steps secure and your exit sure. Imagine the relief one would experience after emerging from this apparently hopeless situation. How often our lives feel like this roaring pit with its muddy bogs. We are swept away by the fast currents of sin, and we find ourselves in over our heads. What looked like a gentle swim in calm waters of sin turned into a boogie board trip through the rapids and over the waterfall, where sin tried to drown us. It tried to bury us in the miry pit with its deep rock walls surrounding us. It grabbed our feet and our hands, and it won't let us go. We can struggle and we can strive, but so often we are trapped with no way out. In Psalm 40, this is how David felt. He was stuck. He was drowning. He was doomed. But did you notice what he said? He drew me up from the pit. That he is God. David didn't get out of the pit himself through his own strength, cleverness, or perseverance. No, he was drawn up out of the pit by God. His strength, wisdom, courage, and persistence were of no use. They would have merely ended in certain death. Instead, God came to him where he was stuck in the mud with no hope, and God delivered David and he set him on the solid rock. And so it is with us. We, who are groping our way through life, stuck in the mud and the slime that our flesh, this world, and the devil throw our way, striving with all of our might to pull ourselves out of the pit, but each time falling and sinking deeper into the mire. But Jesus comes to us, and he draws us up to himself. He saves us. He forgives us. He washes us clean. He places our feet on the solid rock, the rock of ages, Jesus Christ himself, for all other ground is sinking sand. Knowing this, even in the midst of the flood, the mud, and the sinking, we, like David, can cry out to God as he does in Psalm 69, verses 13 through 15. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me in your saving faithfulness. Deliver me from the sinking in the mire. Let me be delivered from my enemies and from the deep waters. Let not the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your church in your perpetual mercy. And because without you we cannot but fail, preserve us from all things that are hurtful, and lead us into all things profitable for our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.